This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. Last week I read from a Roseau Times Region article in which Ingvard and Gina Sunset were interviewed for their 50th anniversary. Today I'll share a story I read here about 5 years ago. It tells a little more about the families of Ingvard and Gina. Having lived in the little community of Pine Creek, I had enjoyed seeing old photos of the schools and schoolchildren of that community over the years. One that was particularly clear was of the students at a school called Brookside School in the early 1900s. It had three of my grandfather's siblings in it, and a cute little girl named Gina Larson, whose family had lived in Pine Creek briefly. I had seen a Larson family photo in our Pine Creek Ladies' Aid history and knew that Gina married Ingvard Sunset when she grew up. Ingvard Sunset was the curator of the Roseau County Museum for many years, so when I saw a written history of Vernon Russell Sunset in the research area there, I had many reasons to be interested in it. Today I'll read from it. Mr. Sunset called his history The Life and Times of Vernon Russell Sunset. My earliest memory is of having my tonsils removed at age 5. It happened at the hospital owned by Mrs. Budd. It was a frame building, and here he inserts a photo of the wooden building, which is now the flower shop owned by the Holters, and the predecessor to the newer hospital. I believe that both buildings are still standing. I recall getting a Hershey bar as a reward for being a good boy. I am writing this at age 80, that was in about 2009, as the sole survivor of the I.A. Sunset family. I feel it is important to write this autobiography and to pass it on to my family. I really should have recorded more information about the families of my grandmother and grandfather. I will attempt to fill in some blanks as I remember them. From my earliest years and leading up to present day, this will be a trip in time, and to the best of my memory, some insight into the past. I was born in 1929 as the fourth child of Ingvard A. and Gina Amanda Larson Sunset. My oldest sister, Iris, was born in 1923 and passed away at age 21 from diabetes. Iris was a tall girl, a good student, and played the piano well. I was 15 when my uncle, Archie Lee, came to my school and told me Iris had died. I remember the devastation it caused my folks. Iris's death deeply affected my family in countless ways for many years. My second sister, Leela, was born in 1925. Leela had a lovely voice and sang at school and church functions. After high school, she left home and worked in Minneapolis in the business world. I remember being so excited when she came home for the holidays. Leela passed away on July 13, 2005. My brother Alan was born in 1927. Alan and I had many good times growing up. Brother Alan passed away on September 8, 2007. I was born on July 3, 1929. Vernon goes on to tell about his grandparents who were married in 1882 in Norway, and whose name there was Saltvig. They came to America with one son and landed in Boston in April 1886. On May 2, 1886, they arrived in Renville County, Minnesota, near Sacred Heart. That same year, he took out his intention papers to become a citizen of the United States. In 1897, he received his citizenship papers at Montevideo, Minnesota, the county seat of Chippewa County. At this time, he changed his name to Sunseth, his mother's maiden name, but spelled it Sunset, S-U-N-S-E-T. This was done at the suggestion of the clerk of court to spell it the American way. Anders wanted to change his name because there were three others named A.P. Saltvig, and the mail was always getting mixed up. Vernon's grandfather, Fred Larson, was born on December 6, 1866 in Norway and died January 19, 1919 in Badger, Minnesota. His death was reportedly of stomach cancer. He first lived in Nørstrand, Rice County, when he came to America. Later, he moved to Hoople, North Dakota, where he met and married Miss Minnie Bogstye. They moved to Pine Creek, Minnesota, and took up a homestead. In the book titled The Northland, A History of Roseau County, Fred and Minnie are listed as early pioneers in 1895 in Pine Creek, Minnesota. Fred and Minnie moved from there to Stokes Township, just east of Badger, Minnesota. The records are not clear, but Grandma Minnie must have sold the farm in Pine Creek and then moved to Badger area. I remember them saying that Grandma lost most of her money when the banks crashed in the 20s. Grandma spent the last few years living in our backyard in a trailer house. I remember that she would wander away and they would find her walking down the railroad tracks. I was in the service at the time and could not attend her funeral. She died in 1953 in Fergus Falls, Minnesota, according to the funeral notice. Next week I'll read more about Fern and Sunset's family. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories.